are on the No Repeat Guarantee here on Absolute Radio. Tuesday afternoon, hope you're enjoying the music. Don't forget, it's Rock and Roll Football back on Saturday. QPR versus Southampton is our featured game this weekend. And I can just bring you a bit of breaking news. We're just hearing that Harry Redknapp has resigned as the boss of QPR. Harry Redknapp has just handed in his resignation as QPR boss. And we can speak to Rock and Roll Football's legend, Mr. Ian Wright.
Hey. Hey, Bushy, how are you doing?
Wrighty, good to speak to you. You've just heard about this like we have. What's your initial gut reaction to Harry Redknapp resigning?
Well, it's a shame. Obviously, QPR are not in the greatest of form, especially their away form. It's something of massive, massive concern to the QPR fans. And maybe coming off of the back of the window, the only thing I could take from it, Andy, is that maybe he went for a couple of players to maybe save him and help him in the struggle he finds himself. And maybe the board has said, no, we're not giving you that. And maybe he's thought that his position's untenable and he's resigned. That's the only thing I could think of.
So you think it might be linked to that? Obviously, it was the transfer window last night. So there's you think it might be something to do with that?
Well, I don't know. You know, like I say, like we've just heard it and you just think to yourself, well, it's the day after the transfer window. You know what I mean? It's not like their form's been great, especially their away form's been great leading into it. So it's something that if he'd done it a month ago, people would still say, well, yeah, I can understand it. So for him to do it straight after the window says to me maybe, and for him resigning, he's obviously resigned because he's not maybe got what he's wanted, and he's just thought, well, what am I doing? And he's retired. He's resigned. So, you know, it's unfortunate, but I suppose it's the way it goes.
Do you know what? I've seen QPR play a couple of times this season. They've been all right at sometimes, but sometimes the players don't look like they can be bothered. Do you think the players have killed him a little bit on this or what?
I think that you have to look at you have to look at both of them, really. You've got players that seem to have done okay at home, and I think that Charlie Austin's been a major component of that because he's scored goals and saved QPR on many, many occasions. But you look at them, they just look a little bit disjointed all over the place. They don't seem to be too much, I don't know, from back to front. There's not a lot of cohesion. It doesn't seem like it's smooth, and there's a lot of problems going on behind. You know, when Les Ferdinand came along, then you've got Glenn Hoddle came in, and there's loads of coaches, people saying Harry doesn't do any coaching, he's just in the office all the time. You just don't know what's going on. But when Glenn Hoddle was appointed as one of the coaches, it almost felt like, well, he's a manager and he's going in as a coach. So it seemed like a natural progression for maybe Glenn Hoddle now to most probably take over the reins, and then we'll have to find out if he stays or if they go for someone else.
I'll tell you what, it makes our feature game this weekend all the more pertinent. QPR versus Southampton.
Yeah, we can pick them, baby.
You can, and the first port of call is for people to phone in and speak to you and Stoney about it.
Absolutely.
What do you reckon, QPR fans, when they phone you in Rock and Roll Football this Saturday, will be relieved or not, or what?
I think some of them will be, because I think that the vibe I'm getting off of the fans that have been calling us is that they're not really sure where he's taking them. They're a little bit disillusioned with what's going on. Yes, he's done well to get them up, but QPR fans were saying that they kind of got themselves into the playoffs. They weren't great in that league in the way they were playing. But then Bobby Zamora saved them, got them to the Premier League, and they haven't really kicked on since then. So I think that a lot of them might be happy with it. I think more people will be happy with it than sad with it, because they need something. They need an upturn there, and maybe this might be the boost they need.
All right, Wrighty. Well, listen, great to speak to you. Take care, man.
No worries, Bushy. Have a great one.
Thanks, fella. Well, listen, you get to speak to Wrighty and Stoney about this. QPR fans, do not miss this weekend's Rock and Roll Football. Live and exclusive from 3 p.m. All the build-up from 1:30. A lot to talk about. QPR versus Southampton.
This is Absolute Radio.
This is the home of the No Repeat Guarantee.